You Americans and your conspiracy theories, the Egyptian ambassador to the United States said through a laugh. I don't know how these crazy rumors get started, but I can assure you, extraterrestrials were definitely not involved. Ingenuity and manpower, that's how the pyramids were built. U.S. Secretary of State Frank Malone, who at 6'4" and 245 pounds towered over the ambassador, smiled at the comment as he looked past the manicured courtyard and palm canopies at the 4,000-year-old marvels in the distance. From the outdoor balcony of his pyramid suite at the Mena House, he could see both the Great Pyramid and the Pyramid of Khafre atop the Giza Plateau. He shifted his gaze from the pyramids to Ambassador Gamel. Malone had thrown out the "Did aliens really build the pyramids?" comment to see how the man would react. The comment was clearly a joke, but it was also a test. The 59-year-old Malone, a self-made millionaire and the retired CEO of Malone Construction Limited, had come to believe that everything in life was a test. Every task, every conversation, every interaction, no matter how insignificant or mundane, was an opportunity to rise or fall, gain or cede. In this case, the Egyptian had proven himself to be affable, quick-witted, and someone who knew how to handle a curveball. As a former construction man, I can appreciate more than most why the Great Pyramid is the seventh wonder of the world, Malone said, contemplating how in the hell the ancient Egyptians had managed to stack more than 2 million limestone blocks, each weighing 2.5 tons, 40 stories in the air without cranes and excavators. Blood, sweat, and bone built the pyramids, and he wondered how many slaves had died to fulfill the grand narcissistic desire of a man who believed himself a god. Thousands? Tens of thousands? More. Minister Pasha is very much looking forward to meeting you this afternoon, Gamel said, referring to Malone's domestic equivalent, Egypt's newly appointed Minister of Foreign Affairs. Pasha was Gamel's predecessor, serving as ambassador to the United States before being promoted. This was the typical diplomatic career progression in many countries, where the U.S. ambassadorship served as the ultimate litmus test and stepping stone for promotion to the head of a nation's international affairs. I'm looking forward to meeting him too, Malone said. I understand he and my predecessor did not see eye to eye on most issues. Gamel laughed politely. It is true. There was great tension with the last administration, but now, with President Cohen's commitment to global diplomacy, Egypt is looking forward to renewed opportunities for dialogue and mutual prosperity. Mutual prosperity? Malone thought, resisting the urge to roll his eyes. Translation: the reestablishment of the United States' historically generous Egyptian foreign aid package that the previous administration unceremoniously gutted.